got out of that and moved over to the corner and had a theater called Rolando. That was on Rolando, was around, I think you would call that Hellman Street.
Oh, okay.
Hellman Center. Before that, it was Overhill Street, but then they changed it to Hellman.
That's down in here. Yeah, hell, because it runs in the center.
The path was back in between Robert and Hell. Right. Just back on the hillside.
And at Elm Aaron, there was a joint on the corner of Aaron and Wild. It wasn't down the street from the grill.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know entertainment. I knew what you're talking about. You're talking about Grill 2 now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got that. In the Leader House. And the club was Paramount. Paramount Inn, the old musicians club.
Yeah.
And then it was Collins Inn before that.
Before that. Never changed.
Yeah.
Never did anything to change
that.
Right?
And
I was going to high school and I worked there. See, they had a guy, Bill Williams, a drummer, but he also was a certified teacher. When the Depression hit, he used to come out of A&T College. Mm-hmm. All your professionals that had any knowledge of music, like Bradfield and the 4 or 5 of them that started playing in the nightclub. You know, playing that really titty music.
Yeah.
But they got old. And Bill Willimon used to work at the band box. I told you where the band box was. Logan on the corner, Logan and Wild.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Logan and Wild. We were talking about that before.
Yeah. Logan was way up wide. Right, a block below, two blocks below four. You hit
four, but it still had,
then you hit town.
But it still almost was the end of the statistic to go. Because Logan was like, it's close to the diamond.
Yeah.
That thing like the whole lot of stuff.
Hey, you know what they did? They built it. And it was intentional. Boy, this is the giant time we've ever won.
All the
hey, let's hustle them off. And you know, we can always get together.
Yeah, we got to get together. Yeah. Well, then maybe we'll just do what we can and
yeah.
Not get back.
Now, I'm going to take, I might not take fish, but I'll get one of them
things. I'm going to see you soon. Going out in Raleigh, and then this other piece.
That's what fell out of my thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I've got Chauncey, I've got the rest of it here. This is the end out of hearing that we were talking about where I didn't have all of the, all the plugs and things on, it. I just have part of it. It probably goes up. We don't even get to where the 630 bar is.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, look. Yeah. There's several places on center where musicians perform. And on Raleigh, after you leave Sam Green's Green Country, if you come on out, there's 4 or 5 joints that we played in. And, hey, look, one thing I would like to say is, and consider what you're doing. Now, you got some information there that I wouldn't give to nobody. Man, do your thing. You did the research. Chuck Austin, so and so and so. And you might mention my name.
Oh, your name. Your name is in it.
All right, here's what you do. Don't give that up to nobody. You represent it, and let them come to you. See, this is what I don't like about the Western Pennsylvania Historical Society. They handpick somebody, and on hearsay, they set up an image of us. What we are doing, and what you did the research on, that's Chuck Austin. That's Chuck Austin. Because you're Christian. From the beginning, and whatever they did, to back that up, everything you said in there, I performed with. The legit, who are not in it, I performed with. See, I'm glad to say I'm 80 years old, you know what I mean? And I got into this business when I was about 13, playing around. And the fact how I got to work with Kadeem Walker, down at the Paramount, I worked with Kadeem Walker at the Harlem Casino, out to Mercus and Millvale, I worked with Alice Brooks, and all of them. I have run the gamut.
Would it be just a duo or, you know, piano?
Trio, whatever we could come up with. Yes, but this is pure jazz.
Right. You come on with Mary Lou Williams.
Just behind us. Mary Lou Williams and Roy Elvis made their departure around 1927. And I arrived here. Earl Hines had gone. All of them made their exit around 1927. But see, Earl Hines and just Earl Hines and Roy and them were the pure jazz. The legitimate musicians who were this didn't even recognize them. This is what's shocking to me about Jim Baldwin winding up being the vice president. Yeah. Ain't no way.
But yeah.
Ain't no way that he could. It's suicide. Chuck, this is you. I'll help you. You know.
Yeah.
But don't. Who did the work? You did the work.
Still doing it.
Yeah, all right. You can talk.
Yeah.
You can get somebody. See, this will be more in demand than what I'm doing. For the simple reason, they're hungry for the basic history of us here in the city. And it is there. Like I called the talk show this morning. You see, I've been in three different fields. I was a union president, the only black for that particular industry.
Union?
Yeah, this was a different union. But I fought night and day with the past local force of one. I got the minutes of the meeting.
Yeah, right.
And they laughed at me when I was recognized.
Who was president of the meeting?
Oh, president. And when Carl Arden, when the new president, Carl Arden took up the first thing he did, he had $30,000 in the treasury. The first thing he did, jump up there and jump into Johnny Brown, where they didn't own the building. They didn't have, and it was going downhill. They were responsible for all the equipment.
That's when I've been at the school.
But it's just, you know, it's too bad that we waited so long to kind of do this, you know.
Well, look, let me tell you about this. That old guard that's been running and responsible for the direction of blacks in the city of Pittsburgh, the musicians union, it was in your labor union, and it was in your political.
Of course, a whole lot of things.
Yeah. They kept youth in the background. We wouldn't have lost. We would have been the front runner in jazz. Because we created, see, I can tell you that, there was no jazz downtown. That's what drew legitimate music. They had the supper club, the Nixon restaurant, and various places where they had live entertainment. Some places you go, you see, there's a difference between a violin and a fiddle.
Yeah.
You had people with a guitar, banjo, and fiddle. So each group downtown, they had their spot. But if jazz centrally located in the hills. You know, it's a line of discussion, but they do people that hear them, they don't know, because it's as if I would have seen them there. I would have seen them there. So whatever they tell you, here's where it is. He did the historical research. Fortunately, I can confirm what he said because I worked. I can call who the choreographer was at the Paramount, who was in charge at the Harlem Casino. I knew all for what took place. Yes, Miss Caroline. You see, I was so young, they called out and said, Kirk, be down at the Paramount Club, so and so and so. And on my way down, I stopped and got a bag of peanuts. See, either the bars had, and you could smell them out when they roasted. And when I got in there, they said, well, we call you down because we want you to rehearse the show. And I said, yeah, and reached for my peanuts. God, man, don't do that, Mr. Harris. That's a jinx.
That's a jinx.
I met one time, man, I come in the dress room, I work with Jimmy Bone and Big Bang, and I had peanuts, man.
You didn't get it.
The man don't never bring no peanuts in here. Michelle.
That's right.
He said it was a better loss,
I was, never, see, she was a customer. Yeah. Because, see, they didn't respect kids. Right. And when I would work with them, I was told, you don't have to drink, but when the man say give the whole band a drink, you order a drink.
Order anyway,
yeah.
Right.
And you get your split.
Yeah.
Then we'll pour some coffee or something in your cup.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm so glad that I met a guy like you, because like I had a conversation, I went into dialogue with Ralph Proctor. I said, Kingsley, and this is what I said. I am not for sale, but I will give it to any black organization so that they can. And so I didn't find no organization, and out of a clear blue sky, I have a very, very lifelong friend in musical. For 20 years, he was telling me about Chuck Austin, and I finally met Chuck Austin. So this is my thing. We're doing two different things. I'm going to help him make his thing a success, and that research that he did will help me make money, help me to make, but man, this is you now. Hey, you got something, I'm telling you. Just don't be hesitant. Just hold on. They're going to come your way. Because every time I get a chance to get on that station in Dusky, I mentioned your name the first time I was on, and I'm going to mention it again. We will work together. You just... But don't give it up to
no group or nothing like that.
Hey man, you did a hell of a lot of work to go and get these maps and things.
I have one that even goes back to the Afro American Musicians Association.
Now, ain't nobody can tell these people. Man,
they don't know that.
It's an act of God. Yeah. That's why I tell them it's privileged information. Yeah. Man, you did the work. Yeah. You get the credit for it.
How long have you been working on this?
Since last year. But it's been so slow because, first of all, I ain't got no money, and you get no financial help. You know, and I'm doing everything and spending and buying and out of my pocket.
Just lay dead.
Yeah.
You paid the dues.
Yeah, right.
You got information there that nobody in the city of Pittsburgh has documented and nobody can dispute. I'm giving you your property, man.
He's going to write a book behind it.
Well, that's the whole idea.
You know?
He's compiling a book.
Yeah.
The only way we don't have no clash, when I saw somebody like him, I said, this is a two-way street. I'm not selfish. My autobiography as a performing musician here will confirm everything, even to the legitimate musician who didn't play jazz. A marching band. I played with. And I'm gonna bring you when I was being tutored, I got two drum scores from they even turning brown, so I put them into something so to show you just what took place on the riverboat and downtown among the whiteys. Because the teacher, he had played on the riverboat before he went with the symphony.
You know what? Why don't you I'll meet with you one day and bring them. There's a place on your side, they'll laminate them for you.
Okay.
And we'll get them, you know, just like this. They'll
it's
get them
a couple
sealed.
Of things. See,
we did dry rot over the years.
Because I got a picture that's turning brown, yeah. And I'm going to take it down and let this guy laminate it.
Wait, I want you to take an order and take an order. You like it, man, because I'm taking one. Yeah.
Right. Did you order them?
No, order. Here's the menu. If you want the
that
special.
That fish sandwich thing, is that what you ordered?
I got fish at home. I might change my main meat, but that fish and...
I'll take a fish sandwich with the, to go.
Yeah. Why don't you take the whole thing, fish and fries? They fix it up in a nice
container. Well, the fries will get... Well...
You can even put your soup in containers.
No, I don't want the whole dinner thing. Just the sandwich is fine.
Yeah. Take something with you, buddy.
I'm going to take fish.
Huh? Okay. Yeah. Do you want the dinner or a sandwich?
No, just fish.
Just the fish.
No french fries?
No.
Have you been...
Mm-hmm.